this grey Sunday afternoon in Bristol, Hollywood met the Hippodrome. Film buffs were buffed up on the red carpet. Cocktails were concocted at the bar, and local photography students popped out as paparazzi to recreate an age of cinema that's long gone. Night and day. It's the first time in 70 years a Cary Grant film has been played in this iconic building, the very place he worked backstage and discovered a love of performing. And it capped off a weekend celebrating his links to the city. A festival that even featured a class to encourage people to speak in that unique Grant way, with mixed success.
Hello, my name's Cary Grant.
Hello, I'm terrible.
Oh, that's wrong, isn't it?
His story is now famous. Only child Archibald Leach from a working-class family, his mother vanishing when he was 9, assumed dead, but much later discovered in a mental institution, having been committed by his father. Leach joined a local vaudeville troupe that toured America, where he stayed to overhaul his life and identity and become one of the best-known faces on the planet.
What a handsome and charming man he was. He was just charm itself.
At the festival, I met 94-year-old Eve Kellett, one of the few who can say she met and chatted to the star 40 years earlier.
I said that you've become a father. I said, you're 62 now. I said, you left it a bit late. He said, yes. He laughed. He looked 42, so handsome. As I say, I'm 94 now. I'm getting on a bit.
Not too old to come to a Cary Grant festival. Have you liked it?
Wonderful, yeah.
Why is that?
I just feel, from a little boy, being left practically alone, and what he has done in his life. I think he built himself up from nothing, and I thought he was absolutely wonderful.
People from around the world came to the festival, including Belinda Glynn, a master's student from Melbourne. She says Grant remains significant on many levels.
Yeah, I'm studying gender ambiguity in the pre-war star persona of Cary Grant, so arguing that he represented a different kind of star to other male stars of his time.
Do you think he's underappreciated?
I absolutely think he's underappreciated. I think that people don't take his acting seriously. They think that he just acts himself without realising the effort that goes into producing Cary Grant.
Festival co-producer, film academic Dr. Charlotte Crofts, agrees.
We believe that not only is he a global icon of style and sort of sophistication, all of that, he's actually a really good actor. And his body of work is a really important body of work to make sure that future generations are aware of.
But tell that to Bristolians, many of whom don't even know who he is, let alone that he hailed from these parts. Even the city's placement of a statue in his honour is telling. Somewhat awkwardly, his bronzed version stands just in front of a car park entrance. He hasn't made much of an impression on 13-year-old local Megs.
Can you tell me who that man is in that statue?
I don't know.
Cary Grant, does the name mean anything to you?
No, not really.
Jumping Jehoshaphat.
In Grant's earliest days as an actor, his Bristolian roots were not just airbrushed out of history. The first articles about him claimed he had an aristocratic pedigree. And even though he much later returned often to visit his mother and acknowledged his original identity, even in cryptic fashion within his films, his urbane image effectively eclipsed his less glamorous background. At the festival cocktail party, it was a busy weekend, organiser Dr. Anna Farthing said his story needs to be revived at a local level and celebrated.
It's been very interesting working with some of the local schools. There's a local school where one of the houses is named after Cary Grant, but they kind of don't really know who he is. And I had a wonderful session telling them the story of this young boy who reinvented himself. I think for me it's probably more important that rather than people suddenly remember Cary Grant the film star, they kind of have a sense of the possibility that Cary Grant represents, that you might be born and raised in a provincial city in the UK, but you can be anything you want to be, really.
Hello, girl.
It could be argued that Bristol's amnesia or ignorance about its famous son is a sign of maturity. Who needs Hollywood's stamp of approval? It could be that classic films have all but disappeared from the movie landscape. It could be that Cary Grant just isn't edgy enough to inspire wider passion. But for one weekend, a group of silver screen nerds wanted to feel as if Archie Leach had come home. This is Mary Geeran in Bristol for Correspondence Report.